go.
Hey, Jared, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, buddy. How are you?
Another day in paradise. Thank you for asking, sir.
I know that's right.
All right, so Google Guarantee. Have you heard of this platform before? Do you already know how it works?
I haven't, man. I just see it, and it looks like... It
looks good, right?
Yeah, it looks good.
No, it's amazing. So what it is it's a pay-per-lead platform directly through Google, and it's the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and here's why. These leads on Google Guaranteed, they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies, and it comes
so
through
to you. That's not what I'm actually looking for. What I'm looking for is, like, the listing. Like, so when I put in my business, I usually Google my business, right?
Okay.
My business usually pop up number one. Uh-huh. And it's not like it used to. So it's not that I'm having issues with lead as far as popping up.
Mm-hmm.
When you Google, like, plumbing or drain cleaning in Augusta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not popping up number one, even though I got a 5-star ranking. So,
okay. So you're talking about the map section then, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So I work in the Google Guarantee department. Go ahead, sir.
Not the map itself. The ranking.
The ranking. Okay.
Yeah, the ranking.
Okay. Hold on. Let me take a look.
You're under
local search engine optimization, right? So you're paying for the map section currently for the ranking there, okay? Go ahead, sir. Sorry.
I didn't mean to say ranking, buddy. I meant to say, like, as far as popping up. Yeah, ranking. Popping up, period. I usually pop up, you know, ahead of the food chain, like number one. But I don't even see me listed anymore when I Google it.
Okay, let me take a look real quick, okay?
Okay,
one
no
second. Plumbers and... Let me see, Heritage, Drain Cleaning. So right now you're listed as number 12 when I just did a search for plumbers. Let me take a look here. Plumbing contractor in Augusta, Georgia. It's not my department for the Google business profile, so just give me a sec. I'm just trying to figure out the search terms here. Let's try.
And what exactly? I'm interested in knowing what you... do as well, buddy. Like, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I'll go over it with you in one sec. But I'm seeing you're pretty much ranking like number 12 consistently. You know, and what's crazy is you have more reviews than a lot of the guys ahead of you. Or not all of them, but you have a good amount of reviews. You know, so the person you were speaking with previously, April, she's the one that handles the Google business profile. I handle like the tip top of the pay, the Google Guaranteed with the little green check mark. I don't know if you've seen that before.
That's what
I. You know.
That's what I'm looking for, though.
Oh, okay. You're talking to the right guy then.
Okay.
But
yeah,
I want you to know exactly what it is. So the benefit of showing up on Google Guaranteed is it's not just going to be for your local area, like the map section. You're going to be able to target anywhere that you want. As long as you have, like, the required licensing and insurance for those areas, which I'll go over in just a second, you know. But it's a lead program, okay? So these leads are only sent to you. You don't share the leads with other companies, and it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, and this is, like, really why it's becoming so popular, you only pay for qualified leads, meaning – if you, like, schedule an appointment with the lead, like, if you schedule an estimate, or if you quote them, if you give them pricing over the phone, those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. So if it's anything other than that, like out of your radius or a service you don't provide or a solicitation call, right? Like all of that, you're automatically not charged for those leads. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make
and
sense?
You only charge for a quote. And what else did you say?
No, if you schedule an estimate, like an appointment with the lead, or if you quote them, if you price them over the phone.
Yeah, that's only right.
Right, right.
Yeah,
so if they call and they're like, hey, can you come out to California? Like if it's out of your radius or something you don't do or solicitation call, you're automatically not charged for that stuff. It's nothing you have to do on your end.
Okay, and how do you dictate, like, as far as when how do you do it?
So every company that qualifies for the Google Guaranteed program, when you have your leads on, it's not your phone number showing in that section. It's a Google rotating number, which will forward to your phone. Now, it's not monitored by, like, a live human being. It's monitored by, like, an AI, like Google Bots, basically, which automatically pick up if it's qualified or unqualified.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great. Like some iRobot stuff. Yeah, but
okay.
It's crazy how accurate it is to safeguard it too. What we do is in your tracking system you currently have with us, let's say you decide to move forward with this, what will happen is you'll have a added section under leads that will say paid leads. And it will show you every Google guaranteed lead that came through. And it says paid or unpaid next to it, which essentially means qualified or unqualified.
Okay.
Okay. You'll know when it's a Google guaranteed lead coming through too, because it'll come through on your phone as LSA lead.
All right. That makes sense.
Now, the main reason they call it Google Guaranteed, okay, so the companies you're seeing with that green check mark and Google Guaranteed next to their name, they passed an application process. So the main reason they're calling it Google Guaranteed isn't because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work, okay? So let me ask, is the company currently licensed?
Yes.
Okay. What type of license do you have?
I have several. So
okay.
Do
you
have
a master plumber or state mechanical? Yes. Or you do? Okay, perfect. So master plumber is even sufficient for this. Okay.
Right. I have a master's plumber license in South Carolina and Georgia. I have a backflow license in South Carolina and Georgia.
Got it.
I have a HVAC license. They're universal, so they're good everywhere.
Okay.
Every state. What else? HVAC, backflow, plumbing. And I also have CDLs. I don't know if that makes a difference, but I got those as well.
No, you're good with the, even just a master plumber. You know, let me take a look too at your services real quick. So, so you're doing drain cleaning, septic tank, backflow masters, bioforce, backflow testing. Okay, and the backflow is primarily like is that septic services? Let me take a look here.
No,
that's for plumbing, right?
Yeah, it's basically plumbing as well. And what it is. So a backflow preventer, you know, you got RPs, double check, so I can go on, there's several. So what a backflow device is pretty much a device that hooks to the main water stream.
Okay.
And it prevents contaminants and pollutants from getting into the main water stream.
Okay.
Yeah, so it has two check valves. And if one check is not functioning, they fail the whole thing, and no business can run without a backflow.
Got it. Okay. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't in the septic vertical, you know, because that'd be a different, okay. All right. So, you'll be good with that license. Is the company currently insured? Do you have liability insurance on the company?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, million dollar policy.
Perfect. It only requires $250 too, so you're golden. So, license, you're insured. The other requirement, you already meet the review requirement. They require 5 reviews. You're way over that. But the other requirement is they do require on any face-to-face employees, In other words, if you have a big crew of guys, but you're the main person talking to clients, it would just be you. But you would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
That's fine.
Awesome. All right. Oh, it's so awkward asking that.
What about my credit? Will it affect my credit?
No. We don't do a credit check on it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not worried about any of that background check stuff.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. So background check will be good. You're licensed. You're insured. You do qualify for the Google Guaranteed Program. I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be, right?
Yeah. I'm going to get them.
Let's see here.
And, well, we can get to that once we're done.
All right.
You gotta qualify. What makes you eligible?
License, insurance, and the background check. And you have to have 5 reviews online.
Oh, I got it.
So you already have it all. So what'll happen is, I'll tell you how the application process works, but we send it to you via text message and via email, right? You would need to fill it out, and then what we do is we schedule an onboarding appointment with a Google Guaranteed technician. This is the person actually like managing your leads, and they're just going to be able to push your application through, and they go over how many leads you want, like daily, weekly, monthly. Or you could start with the minimum budget requirement, which I'm going to go over with you here in a second. Okay.
All right.
So the cost per qualified lead for the plumbing vertical, okay, it's going to be at $32 per qualified lead. All right. Google does require a minimum budget, okay? This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like, okay? But the minimum I'm required to tell you about, that is at
$416.
$416. That's for 13 qualified leads. Yes, sir.
13 when? Like a day or when?
No, that would be for the month is the minimum budget requirement for 13 qualified leads.
Okay. Well, that being said, so, okay. 13 leads a month.
It's basically 32 times 13 is how they get that 416 number.
Okay.
Okay, now, the way your lead budget works, okay, is it does roll over. So let's say, for example, you do the minimum requirement at 13 leads, okay, and you take on 13 qualified leads. You scheduled an estimate with each lead that came through or quoted them, right? The next month, you'll be charged $416 to replenish your lead budget, okay? Now, let's say you take on 3 qualified leads, right? And you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason, booked out, on vacation, like whatever it is. Or let's just say you only got 3 qualified leads that month, okay? The following month, you're not charged $416, you're only charged for those 3 leads you took on, which would be 32 times 3, so $66. Does that make sense, how that works? Now, we do not charge whatever lead budget you set until we have finished the Google Guaranteed application process, okay? This is where we submit your license, your insurance, run your background check to get you approved for the Google Guaranteed section. What we send in writing is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks, but I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. So when you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks realistically. Okay. Yeah. Now, after you're approved, we don't automatically charge the lead budget. What's going to happen is you're going to get a phone call, email, and text verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. Once you give us the thumbs up on that, then that lead budget is charged. Okay. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Okay. Perfect. Now, we do charge, there's a one-time application / management fee, okay? This is not like a renewal fee. You pay this one time, you never, ever have to pay it again. That is for $250.
So it's $250 plus the $4, 250, correct.
So, 416. So 250 at startup, right, to get the application going, right, and to get all that stuff submitted, you pay the 250 one time. Once you're ready to turn your leads on and you're approved, then it's going to be 416 if you want the budget for 13 qualified leads.
A month.
A month, yes, sir.
416. And
Jared, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here, buddy.
Oh, okay. I'm going to send everything to you in writing in just a second. I was like, man, it got super quiet right there. You know?
Yeah, I just got to have these notes precise, man.
Right. No, I send everything in writing, too. Like, you'll have it all in just a second here.
Oh, you emailed it.
Yeah. So the email I have on file, right, it's HarringtonJawJared@gmail. Is that correct?
Right.
All right, awesome.
Yeah, that's right. I know it sounds crazy, but, man, I had to change it up.
It kind of rolls, man. Harrington, Jaw, Jared. I like it.
I upgraded my phone to an iPhone, and I'm used to a Droid. And, man, long story short, all my information got compromised.
Really? Yep. On the iPhone?
Well, I didn't sign out of the other phone.
Okay.
They changed my password, my Google account, my email account.
So you had to change everything. Okay.
Yeah, and when they put stuff like, Google should have known something was wrong. Like, who bashed their own company on Google?
Right. Yeah.
So they did that to me, made it look like they degraded my company using my account.
Wow.
So Google said no, you know?
Right. Yeah. I think April's in the process of working with Google to get those removed. That must be what I was reading, you know. But
yeah,
that's crazy, man. You know, how long ago did you switch to iPhone?
It's been about 2 months now.
2 months, okay. I switched in December. I was on a Samsung forever, and I went to an iPhone. Me and my wife both did, right? Amazing, man.
Uh-huh.
I'll never go back. Like, I love it, you know. It's freaking the best, you know. We didn't get, hacked and everything, though.
You would have changed your mind if you would have got hacked.
Yeah, if I got hacked, I might be like, oh, this is bad juju. I'm going back to Samsung for sure.
I was crying, man. I said, this is the worst mistake of my life.
Yeah, the phone, though, is good, right? Like, I love the iPhone, man. Because people, you know, I coach high school football, too, so I'm in all these football texts and stuff, right? And people message you all the time, man, and I don't always want to reply, you know. With the iPhone, I could just, click, you know. So I do this, so I'm replying to everybody now, you know. Like,
I used to wonder why, everybody used to like my messages that had iPhones. But
Yeah, I used to see that, too, because it comes through on an Android, liked, blah, 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 blah. But on an iPhone, it just shows, the thumbs up or the heart or whatever, you know. So what I did, I sent you an email titled Google Guaranteed, okay? And I'm replying to the email with your vertical, that just means your category, okay? The cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm copying and pasting all the subcategories in your vertical too. That way you have them in writing, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, and the thing with the subcategories too, you don't have to turn them all on. You're only going to want to turn on the type of jobs that you want, okay?
Okay, all right. Sounds good.
How far do you want to target? Remember, Google Guaranteed, you can show up wherever you want as long as you're licensed and insured for those areas. And you have a license covering Georgia and South Carolina. So how far do you want to show on Google Guaranteed?
As far as like mileage and stuff like that?
Like mileage or cities, if you want. You could do that specifically. Counties. You could even do zip codes, technically.
So when do we have to pretty much submit a payment for the...
When you're ready to get the application rolling, okay, all that's due is the $250 one-time application fee. So it's due at startup.
So the leads is due, what, at the end of the month or...
No, the leads aren't going to be charged until you're ready to turn your lead budget on. So, for example, okay, you submit your application, you have your onboarding appointment, let's say 2 to 3 weeks down the line, you're approved for Google Guarantee. We're going to call you, and you'll also get a text and email, and we're going to make sure, like, hey, are you ready to turn your leads on, Jared? As soon as you give us the okay on that, the lead budget is charged, right? And you're in that Google Guaranteed section with that green check mark on as soon as that lead budget is charged. Now, when you're approved, you'll still show in the Google Guaranteed section, but you're not going to have a green check mark on, and it won't be at the top until we turn it on. Or in one of the top placements, yeah. Does that make sense?
Makes plenty of sense.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, all righty. My wife would jump straight on this. I let her pretty much handle this. Why are you spending money? Baby, leave me alone.
This program is the best lead service out there right now. Like, she will – you guys will love it, man. Since we started offering this 3 years ago, we have 100% retention rate on these accounts. Like, it is amazing.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, man. More than likely, I'm going to give it a shot. I got to talk to the boss later, you know. Make sure everything's all right.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to shoot you a text with my direct line and extension so you have that, okay? And then let's get you a follow-up call, too. Do you have any questions for me so far with any of this?
Not at all, bro.
Perfect. Yeah, the next part is just basically that $250 application fee, and then we get the application sent to you via text and via email, so we get rolling on this, you know? And then I'll schedule your onboarding appointment, et cetera. When do you want me to follow up, though? I know you said you had to speak to the wife.
Today is, what, Friday? I would say Monday.
All right, Monday?
Yeah, I want to get...
What time?
Yeah, I'm open on the weekends.
No. I'll put that in the suggestion box. sometimes we have client support there, but my department's not in there now. We're 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday, Eastern time.
Let's just say 2 p.m. Monday.
Okay.
No, matter of fact, I'm going to discuss it with her this weekend. 10 a.m. Monday, man. Let me be your first call.
All right. Got you. So, got you. And we'll go 10 a.m. on Monday. Perfect. Yeah. Okay. And then if you guys have any questions, right, you have my phone number, you have my email. If it's on the weekend, just write it down or something, and I'll make sure to answer it on Monday for you for sure. Okay? But it's all in the email there, too. Okay?
Okay. Appreciate it, man.
All right, brother. All right. Look forward to working with you on this, okay? Talk to you Monday morning.
All right. Likewise, man.
All right. Thanks.